T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Da, 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 da. Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Is this my least favorite of the themes? I feel like this is Fox, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's stupid robots doing this stuff. Do you like the Fox one best? Sunday Night Football is the best.
Yeah.
This one's all right.
Yeah, because I'm so used to watching Fox games. That's what the Eagles are usually on, Fox.
Did Dick Stockton retire yet, or are we going to get another year
of him? No, we don't get Dick Stockton games anymore. After last year, we're done.
The Chargers game last year, he was great.
Yeah,
he was so good.
Terrible.
No, I'm telling you, I want more Dick Stockton. I don't want less.
Well, Dick Stockton gets the C game, right?
He gets
C and D games.
Yeah.
So we, as defending champions,
you
should never be involved
them.
In one of those games, regardless of who we're playing.
Yeah, there's probably no Stockton game, but I love it. There's nothing better than Stockton doing football. That's for sure.
Where did Jason Witten go?
Is he Monday Night Football?
Is he Monday? He is Monday Night Football. Yeah, he's Monday Night Football. Thanks. I had to listen to him every week.
Oh my God!
I can't get away from it.
He got Romo, Aikman, right. And Witten. And by the way, love Aikman.
Romo on CBS, Aikman on Fox, and they got Witten doing Monday Night Football for ESPN.
I love Aikman. Yeah. Romo, I was nauseated. Everybody's like, oh my God, he's the best thing ever.
Yeah. It's like, shut up, Romo.
Yeah. Like, dude.
Sometimes.
No, he's good, and he got better by the end of the year because I think he got coaching.
He just talks too much.
Nance
just lets him go.
But
we're talk hosts. You're on the radio. You're not calling a game.
You're right. But he was better by the end of the year, I'll say that. But early in the year, he was calling out the plays, and it was like, yeah, I get it, dude.
You know
a play's coming. You're smart. You recognize what's going on.
You're killing the suspense.
Let it play out. But he had insights that
yeah.
Nobody's not a lot of the analysts have, which I appreciate
it.
But still,
They just don't want to touch. Like Troy Aikman knows all that stuff.
Yeah, but he knows not to say have to say it all the time. Yeah, Aikman's really good. But I would say I like the NBC, the theme. NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Fox is all right.
You're just speaking theme, not the actual top broadcasters.
Yeah, the theme.
That's the theme.
The theme. Because
I know you don't like Collinsworth, right?
No, I like Collinsworth.
Oh, okay.
I do. He's annoying sometimes.
I'm a Collinsworth guy. He was off his game in that Super Bowl.
He was.
Yeah.
Al Michaels might have lost a step, but he's still my favorite, right?
Right.
I love Uncle Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jack will come back with, we're talking Eagles, Jack will come back with some themes and everything else. The NFL primetime theme's always one of my favorites to hear.
I grew up an AFC guy, right? I was a Bengals fan and a Dolphins fan, so I grew up the AFC
on
guy.
NBC.
On NBC, right? So I'm used to the old Peacock music with Bob Costas and...
Bob Trumpy.
Who was that A-team? It was like, I got a lot of Trumpy games.
Emberg.
With Cincinnati. Dick Emberg.
Emberg was the...
McGuire? Was McGuire with him?
He was for some of it.
Right.
Merlin Olsen was with him.
Merlin Olsen, yeah. I got those guys.
You had Marv
Albert
that would do the Jets and the Dolphins game.
Yep, I got those guys.
And what did you have at the end of the fourth quarter of the game? What did you have?
Jimmy Cephalo? What?
You would have the fantastic finishes by Alcoa.
Yeah. Yes.
Alcoa presents fantastic finishes.
That and the halftime highlights on Monday Night Football.
Because you didn't see any of it.
Because I didn't see any of the other games. All I got was a Bengals game and whatever national game it was that week, which is typically a Cowboys game.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, that's what you got.
Yeah, we out of that market. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What I got, though, yeah.
I'm going to give you a nauseating reporter talking about the Cowboys in a little bit. Let's get into Lane right now, and then we'll get back to the phones here. So Lane Johnson, they're sitting around. It's the offensive line. They're sitting around shooting the bleep and everything else. And you win the championship, You win a Super Bowl. Life's good, Ike. You know that. And so here's Lane Johnson, probably with the best line of the interview.
Hungry dogs run faster. That's been on the wall since Stout got to Philly. Lane erased it at one point just to see how long it would take Stout to realize he changed it.
What did I write?
Lane erased it, and then he wrote, horny dogs run faster,
which is also true.
There you go.
Horny dogs run faster.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Maybe they chase. They're probably chasing more. I don't know if they're running faster, but they're definitely chasing around more.
With the red rocket out?
Yeah, with the red rocket. If you don't get the snip, snip. More from that, not in sound. Most often, the group dines downtown at Del Frisco's Steakhouse. The standard order, Ike, shared appetizers include 2 tuna tartars, 3 fried calamaries, 3 cheesesteak dumplings, 3 lobster mac and cheeses, 2 cream corns, 3 mashed potatoes, chateau, 2 asparaguses, several shrimp cocktails, and sometimes 1 seafood tower. After that, everyone digs into either the 22-ounce prime ribeye or 32-ounce tomahawk.
Holy smoke.
Everybody, that is, except Wisniewski, who's been known to house both the 22 and the 32.
Mm.
I could go for one of them right now, I'll tell you what.
A 32-ounce?
22, 32?
I can do a 22. I can't eat a 32-ounce.
I don't know what the tomahawk is. If it's bone-in, then it's really...
I think it's a bone-in.
Yeah, so it's kind of...
Yeah, it's not really...
It's not the old 96er like John Candy ate in the Great Outdoors. Rick, Westchester. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's up,
what
brother?
Up, Rick?
Listen, I agree with you to the point where the future's unknown, and we don't know what's going to happen with the Eagles, but we do know a couple things, and I think we all can agree with them before I make my point, that they're going to score points, and they're healthier this year.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, you got guys on this defense that are going to, I think, excel because they were either injured last year, like Bennett, he had 9.5 sacks with plantar fasciitis, and not as was hurt. These guys are hungry. They know it's the getting down to their last chance. And I think you're going to see maximum effort from these guys this year, which I think...
Yeah, but hang on, Rick. I don't mean to cut you off, but, I mean, aren't all football players hungry? Aren't all football players that have either won a Super Bowl or haven't won a Super Bowl, aren't they trying to win? I mean, you're talking about the Eagles are more hungry than other teams?
They usually are.
Well, I'm just saying that position by position... And you know, and we're due for a healthy year, okay, if you look at the past. A guy like our middle linebacker who has been denied the glory is I think, very hungry. And I agree with you, John, you wouldn't anticipate this team to be this hungry, and I think they are this hungry.
Yeah, and I think it's led by the quarterback. I really do.
That's a great point.
I think it's led by the quarterback, and I've always said this, that, you know, when you finally find that signal caller who has all the intent, first of all, has all the tools, and then has all the intangibles that you don't have to teach, meaning leadership, good study habits, having his priorities straight, you know, taking care of his body, all those type of things. When you finally have that guy as your signal caller, man, you're going to be in this thing year in and year out because there's something else that drives him that isn't necessarily driving the other guys. Receivers want to get paid. Running backs want to get paid. All these guys
want
to get paid.
They want stats.
Yeah,
they want everything
numbers.
Else.
Yep. They want big contracts. Like, we got an old country guy, right? Country boy, right? He wants to hunt. He wants to praise and worship.
Hunting, fishing.
He wants to be a service to his community, reach down and help the less fortunate. Like, his priorities are in a different place. He's locked into something else. And on top of that, he's an ultimate competitor. There's a competitive fire in him that drives him. And, man, we couldn't ask for a better situation. This ain't the damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl 0-2 with Brad Johnson or the Ravens winning with Trent Dilfer. We couldn't have asked for a better situation from that standpoint than winning it without him.
No, you're right.
Because for me, even though he wears the jewelry and he is the biggest reason why we had an opportunity to win it, he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And he knows it.
Oh, no, he's not.
He knows he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Do you know how you know that? You said to me, you're like, oh, Nick's behind you. And mm-hmm. I look behind and I'm like, oh, he's on the ESPYs. He's on the red carpet. He's doing this. He's doing that. Nick Foles mm-hmm. is on the award tour. He's on the banquet tour.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is not.
Yeah.
Because he didn't play in the game.
Yep.
You're right. That's a big thing.
And that's what drives him. He doesn't need to say it, because if he's saying it, he comes off as being petty and selfish and self-centered, sort of.
Agreed.
Right? But he's hinted at it. And we know it. And players get
it. It's human nature.
We get it. It's human nature.
Yep.
And we're going to benefit from it.
It's also human nature. If he struggles early and the rest of the players are like, you know, Nick was pretty good in the Super Bowl. Controversy! Could happen.
That is human nature as well.
888-729-9494. Kelsey went on to say, I'm guessing Jack in the same interview, he went on to say something where, took a shot at the Patriots. We'll tell you what it is coming up next. In addition, your chance to win $1,000. 888-729-9494. But that doesn't mean that the Eagles are destined to go back to the Super Bowl. We'll discuss right after this on the Marks and Reese Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.